I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. Governor Malloy has directed flags to half-staff today, the third anniversary of the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown. 20 children and 6 adults were killed in December 2012. 5 years earlier, a gunman on the campus of Virginia Tech Polytechnic Institute massacred 32 people and wounded 17 others, the deadliest shooting incident by a single gunman in U.S. history. There have been a string of deadly attacks nationwide since, most recently in San Bernardino, California. A professor at Virginia Tech at the time has studied the outpouring of grief, letters, cards, and gifts that flooded into that community and others following mass shootings. And she's just launched a project that aims to redirect the flow of sympathy messages toward those in a position to address gun violence. Ashley Maynor, a digital librarian and filmmaker, was teaching at Virginia Tech and running a community movie theater across the street from campus in 2007.
And I knew a number of people who were killed. And going through that experience of a media invasion following a tragedy, and then also an outpouring of condolence materials, I was very curious about all of the stuff people sent, why they sent it, what they hoped to accomplish, and ultimately what happened to all of the mail that we got.
Roughly 90,000 lots of material arrived at Virginia Tech after the mass shooting. Quilts, artwork, books, banners, posters, CDs or videos, even hand-painted eggs. The school created an online exhibition and archive with about 10% of what was received. And though that may seem like a lot of stuff, says Maynor,
it doesn't compare at all to what was received by Newtown. We think Newtown received about 10 times the amount that Virginia Tech received. Over 65,000 teddy bears, over 500,000 pieces of mail, and in one particular instance, 9 semi-trucks of paper snowflakes.
The objects crowded the hallways of municipal buildings, the local library, and eventually spilled over into warehouses in Newtown. Much of the material was also eventually archived. Maynor says these days people learn about tragedies almost as they're happening and want to do something. And though the desire to send stuff is positive,
these communities where a tragedy has happened are being flooded with material that they don't necessarily need and they can't necessarily use. So I wondered if we could redirect that energy into something that might help prevent the violence from happening in the first place.
She's launched a web-based mobile app that helps people create handmade mass mailings to send to legislators. She urges users to include personal messages about the impact of gun violence on their lives, and says she hopes the project will offer a pathway for people to respond after a tragedy to the human impulse to want to do something, but in a way that might help affect real change. Diane Orson, WNPR News.